a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. I'm Maria Chaleo sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. Jeff will be back on Monday. Right now, 88 degrees downtown. KSL's top story this hour. Crews are working through the weekend to clean up spilled concrete in the Mill Creek stream. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt reports.
UDOT isn't sure today how much concrete spilled into the Mill Creek stream yesterday afternoon.
Well, right now we're still working to determine how much material ended up in the stream and what the spill consisted of.
Spokesman John Gleason says the spill happened just west of I-215, around 3600 south. The stretch of stream affected by the spill might be as far down as 500 east. Department of Water Quality spokesperson Samantha Huser says removing the foam on top of the water is a difficult process.
It's really like a hand shoveling type of cleanup.
The cleanup could take a week or longer. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Continuing our team coverage on KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz. The Division of Wildlife Resources says there's been a pretty significant fish kill-off due to the Mill Creek concrete spill.
They just can't really tolerate any significant changes in pH level, especially when it happens quickly like it did in this instance.
Spokeswoman Faith Eaton-Jolly says they don't know exactly how many yet, but there are about 500 fish per mile in that area.
The point of the spill to 2000 East is kind of the main area we've confirmed so far, but we're still working to determine the total impact.
The Salt Lake County Health Department also warning their biggest concern is for people and pets who may have unknowingly gone in the water.
It's an alkaline substance, so it could burn and cause irritation. That's the major concern.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Nearly every state and territory is seeing a resurgence of COVID-19 cases. ABC's Dave Packer reports.
As the Delta variant spreads, the CDC acknowledging the war has changed, predicting more cases, more hospitalizations, more deaths. The daily case average up 61% in the last week, nearly 481% since mid-June. Hospitalizations up more than 45% in the last week. This past Tuesday, 66,000 patients admitted with COVID. Those are numbers not seen since February. And daily deaths now numbering just under 300, up more than 33% since last week. One in every 536 Americans has now lost his or her life to COVID-19. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Disney parks will now require visitors to wear masks. ABC's Alex Stone is in Southern California.
Crowds arriving at Disneyland once again have masks on. Masks are required inside of any building or attraction and on buses and the monorail. This guy is not too happy about it.
I mean, we're from Arizona, so we kind of Wild West out there. We don't even wear masks anymore.
Disney is a parent company of ABC News. Disney World also requiring masks again, as are casinos and hotels in Las Vegas. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Walmart is reversing its mask policy and will require all its workers, including vaccinated ones in areas with high infection rates, to wear masks. The world's largest retailer is also encouraging customers to wear masks. U.S. 89 in Davis County has one less traffic light today. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly reports.
There's a new bridge going over the highway at 400 North in Fruit Heights. UDOT spokesman Rob White says it's part of a project to get rid of traffic lights at six intersections. And he says it's worth the $300 million price tag.
We found during the pandemic it's very, very important to get freight through.
White says when the project is complete in about 4 years, it will decrease travel time, especially as Utah continues to grow and we see more drivers on the road. But more importantly, he says, not having traffic lights with bridges going over US 89 will improve the safety for everyone. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, on I-80 in Summit County, drivers should expect big delays next week. Utah Department of Transportation says they are blocking at least one lane heading west between US 40 Interchange and Kimball Junction starting Monday. Crews are doing bridge maintenance work through Wednesday. UDOT says delays will be especially long during morning and afternoon commutes. Sheriff's deputies in Weber County are warning people about setting up hammocks on large power line towers. They say some people have been climbing those towers and setting up the hammocks, but they say it's extremely risky as some of the power lines carry as much as 75,000 kilovolts. They plan to increase patrols in areas where they have seen the activity. A bad sign in Brazil. It's snowing in Rio de Janeiro.
It's not every day you get to build a snowman in Brazil, but that's exactly what excited residents are doing after a rare cold snap dropped snow or freezing rain on dozens of cities in the southern part of the country, with many people seeing snow for the first time in their lives. The cold weather is being driven by air from Antarctica and is expected to continue through the weekend. But not everyone's happy. The polar air mass could have a devastating impact on farmers and key agricultural exports, with coffee, sugarcane, and orange crops at risk from frost, sending Arabica coffee prices to a seven-year high. Claire Bauer, ABC News, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Ricky Meese, it's after six. Are things easing?
Only in spots, but we still have issues out there. It is a little late for the Friday afternoon drive, but lingering slowdowns on southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County and on northbound I-15 in Davis County, going from the Kaysville Ponds up to Hill Air Force Base. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And still to come on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News. Jeff has done his own review of self-cleaning toilets. He's going to share his thoughts up next in the Minute of News.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.